Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, is Letitia Stauch going to get to represent herself? Second, a bonus for our Patreon members, and I'll explain why. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, we'd ask that you please hit that subscribe button and then also hit that little bell so that you receive notification of when we go live or put up new content. Don't forget, tomorrow night is Tuesday. We'll be live 6 p.m. Mountain Time, both here on YouTube as well as Facebook. All right, we have a short docket today. First, is Letitia Stauch going to get to represent herself? Possibly, and it's kind of looking that way. So there was a hearing held Friday afternoon, February 19th, 2021. And the hearing was held via WebEx, and it was sent to a breakoff session. The only parties that were there were Letitia Stauch, not the judge who's hearing her case right now, but a separate judge to determine if there is a conflict between Letitia Stauch and her attorneys. And when I mean a conflict, is there an ethical conflict which would require the Office of the Public Defender to withdraw and have private counsel appointed through the Office of the Alternate Defense Counsel, which is basically usually very highly skilled, approved private attorneys that represent defendants when there's a conflict with the Public Defender's Office. Well, we know that that hearing lasted some 30 minutes, and the court that heard the request of Letitia Stauch for new counsel was denied. The hearing before Judge Bain denied the request. He said that he was not going to find a conflict. Now, just because you don't like your court-appointed attorneys doesn't mean that you get a new one. There actually has to be a conflict. Did they represent a witness that may appear in this particular case? Probably not the case here. And I've talked about this before. When you start asking for competency evaluations, you better be pretty certain that someone is not competent, because there is nothing that will drive a bigger wedge through the attorney-client relationship than the attorney saying somebody's not competent to proceed and the defendant saying, I'm fine, why are you doing this to me? You think I'm crazy. That is my hunch as it relates to what took place. So what happens now? Well, the case now goes back to the original judge hearing this case, and that hearing is set for February 24th at 3 p.m. That matter is set for an Arguello hearing. And an Arguello hearing is based upon a case here in the state of Colorado that states that the defendant has a right to represent themselves at the trial level. But before doing so, the court has to give this Arguello advisement. And basically, it's to state that the right or the desire to proceed pro se. And for those of you who do not know, pro se is a Latin term that means in one's own behalf. So the person wants to represent themselves, they refer to as a pro se defendant. The court in this Arguello advisement is going to basically try and talk the defendant out of making this decision. The court will state, do you understand that the area of law is a highly complex area and that you now have competent counsel that has received training in the area of law, not only in law school, but the mere fact that they have done criminal law for a very long time. The court will explain to them that as a pro se defendant, the court cannot help them out in any way. The court will explain to them as a pro se defendant that you are held to the same standards as a practicing attorney, which means you have to be familiar with the rules of evidence. You have to be familiar with the rules of criminal procedure, trial tactics, defenses, and basic general criminal law. the court will also go on to say that this is a very, very poor choice because one who represents themselves can then no longer complain about the quality of the representation if they are in fact convicted. Now, what does this really mean? If Letitia Stauch wants to represent herself, she basically has the right to do so. The United States Supreme Court has all but said that at the trial level, you have the right to do that. There's been several United States Supreme Court cases, specifically Ferretta v. California. There, the United States Supreme Court held that the Sixth Amendment also guarantees the defendant in a criminal trial a constitutional right to proceed without counsel when he or she voluntarily and intelligently elects to do so. The Supreme Court in Ferretta made several conclusions regarding the history of being able to represent yourself, but they also said that in that case, Ferretta concluded that even though, as an objective matter, most defendants would receive a better defense if they accepted a lawyer's representation, a knowing and intelligent waiver must be honored out of the respect for the individual, which is the lifeblood of the law. It is this humble attorney's opinion that Miss Letitia Stauch is making a huge, huge mistake. She is obviously charged with counts relating to the death of her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon Stauch. These crimes carry the possibility of life without parole. She technically falls under the old law where the death penalty could be sought. Very unlikely that that would take place in this particular case, but it is still a possibility. It is just a poor, poor decision. The question then becomes, if Ms. Stauch decides to represent herself, can she change her mind? Possibly, and more than likely, yes. Why would the court give her attorneys back if she were to request them? Because let's face it, most people believe that a defendant charged in a homicide case will receive better representation by any attorney just about than representing themselves. And most judges won't tell you this publicly, but one of the things that judges hate the most is dealing with pro se defendants. Pro se defendants create havoc. They create delay. They turn a simple hearing that should take no less than 5 minutes literally into hour-long adventure when it doesn't need to be because they don't understand the law. Why would somebody want to represent themselves not knowing what the hell they were doing? And if you could say, oh, I've been to the law library, I've read up on a couple of things, that, in my humble opinion, is not enough to effectively represent yourself. If Letitia Stauch represents herself, starting with the preliminary hearing, which is currently set for March 11th of this year, let the circus begin. We thought the only other circus was going to be in Idaho. Apparently, it's going to be right here in my own backyard in El Paso County in Colorado Springs, Colorado. One other option is that the court could appoint Letitia Stauch advisory counsel. Advisory counsel would be appointed at the court's expense to be available for Ms. Stauch to assist her in figuring out legal questions. It doesn't mean that the attorney is a gopher or a runner for Ms. Stauch. It doesn't mean that that attorney would be her research assistant. Their job is simply to answer questions under basically what rule of evidence should I try to admit this piece of evidence in. The judge could also be asked by Ms. Stauch to appoint at court expense a private investigator to conduct an investigation for the defense in this particular case. Certainly, that's where a lot of this case is going to fundamentally come down to. I'm not sure Ms. Stauch would even know what experts she would even possibly need to retain, how she intends to do that. And guess what? All of her requests, if she does proceed pro se, have to go to the court. And then the court will more than likely, or Ms. Stauch probably wouldn't know, that she shouldn't send it directly to the court, that it should be sealed, the request, And the significance of that is that the prosecution will then know what she is asking for in way of experts. Miss Letitia Stauch or family, she's making a huge, huge mistake. Hopefully someone will put some common sense into Miss Stauch, because right now she apparently thinks she is smarter and craftier than everyone in the room, but I don't see that turning out well for her if she decides to proceed pro se. Next on the docket, we have a lot of videos that I wanted to show to you today regarding basically crimes that were being committed in process. But I can't do that. Why? I can't do that because YouTube thinks that you all are too sensitive to view the videos and it's too scary for you. So what we've decided to do is we will put them up on our Patreon page so our Patreon members will be able to get those videos. Hate to do it that way, but unfortunately, that's what YouTube has come to. If it's anything that potentially could involve a weapon of any sort, YouTube will demonetize it and potentially give us a strike for being too sensitive to all of our subscribers. Don't blame me. Talk to YouTube. Now, the one thing that YouTube cannot prohibit you from doing is finding out information about people that you are curious about. Maybe people that you are thinking about getting involved with, perhaps in a romantic relationship. That's right. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about, what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever, but if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Before we get there though, let's announce our winner for the dumb criminal contestant of the week last week. That's right. Your votes have been counted and they count. It's Bruce Morway. He's the guy that was telling his parole officer that he was going on a job interview when in fact he wasn't. He was off robbing a bank and he was spotted because he wasn't wearing his mask correctly. His parole officer was able to identify him. Bruce Morway, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the week. Congratulations. You've earned the title. On today's dumb criminal contestant, let's jump to Arizona and let's talk about a guy by the name of Brandon Soles. He told the police that two masked men had knocked him unconscious, put him in a vehicle, and drove him around before dumping him near a water tower with his hands bound with a belt and a bandana stuffed in his mouth. Quite a harrowing tale. Turns out it was all false. That's right. The police usually do a pretty good investigation and the truth or a pretty close version of it usually comes out from the time the case is investigated to ultimately trial. In this case, Mr. Brandon Soles has been charged with false reporting. Why did he create such an elaborate scheme to create this tale? Was it sympathy? Was it to be recognized? No, it was to not have to go to work that day. Needless to say, Mr. Soles has a new charge, like we just mentioned, but he was also fired from his job for missing work. Mr. Soles, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. Now, if you would like to be able to have the same gear that dumb criminal contestants have without having to become a dumb criminal contestant, simply hit the link below to Teespring. It'll take you right there. And guess what? Teespring has an offer right now that if you type the word in awesome into the little box, you receive a 10% discount on all Crime Talk merchandise. Is that awesome or what? Yes, type in the word awesome into the little box, get a 10% discount. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.